Thank you for tuning in. Today is Friday, April 27, 2018. Square just announced that it's reached an agreement to acquire Weebly for $365 million in cash and stock. While Square is best known for its payment software and hardware, it's also been expanding into other areas. For example, with the acquisition of food delivery service Caviar and corporate catering startup Zesty, Weebly, meanwhile, offers easy-to-use website building tools. While those tools can be used by individuals, my personal website is built on Weebly. The company has increasingly focused on serving small businesses and e-commerce companies. Meanwhile, competitor Squarespace raised $200 million at a $1.7 billion valuation at the end of last year. Amazon is increasing the price of its Prime membership in the U.S. for the first time in 4 years. The company's chief financial officer announced on a call with analysts on Thursday, effective May 11, new subscribers will pay $119 a year for the shipping and entertainment membership program, up from $99 today. The new annual fee will apply to current Prime members starting with renewals on June 16. Amazon last raised Prime's fee in 2014, when it cost customers $79 a year. Also, Amazon is up 7% after its significantly better-than-expected earnings report. The company reported earnings per share of $3.27, well above the $1.26 that analysts had been expecting. This worked out to $1.6 billion in net income, up from $724 million last year. The company has a market cap of $735 billion. Vitalik Buterin, one of the biggest names in cryptocurrencies, is boycotting one of the highest-profile conferences in the space. Nintendo today released its fiscal earnings for 2017, which includes details about the Switch's sales and how the console drove Nintendo's profits up by 500% in just 1 year. In terms of hard numbers, the Switch has sold 17.79 million units, moving more copies of itself in the first year of its existence than Nintendo's previous console, the Wii U, moved in its entire life. While that number doesn't come near to beating the Wii's sales over 100 million units sold over its whole lifespan, it is safe to say Nintendo's gamble on the mobile stationary combination console was a success. Snap Incorporated is introducing a new version of Spectacles, the colorful sunglasses that take videos for posting on its mobile app, and this time, the company is going to be smarter about predicting demand. Apple is finally bringing its iTunes app to Microsoft's Windows 10 App Store today. Microsoft first revealed nearly a year ago that iTunes would be coming to the Microsoft Store by the end of 2017. But that did came and went. Apple's iTunes app is the same desktop version available online, but it will be updated and available through the Microsoft Store. iTunes is one of the most searched for apps that wasn't available in the Microsoft Store, and the addition will be a boost to Microsoft's Windows 10 S Mode efforts. Windows 10 in S Mode only supports apps available in the Microsoft Store, and iTunes will provide Windows 10 users with a way to access Apple Music. iTunes is available immediately from the Microsoft Store. You can expect some serious volatility in the cryptocurrency market over the next few days. If history is any indication, notorious cryptocurrency exchange desk MTGOX, which went down in 2014, along with 850,000 of its users' Bitcoin, has moved another huge batch of its remaining funds to consolidated wallets. The now-defunct exchange desk seems to have transferred 16,000 BTC and 16,000 BCH to two separate addresses, according to a MTGOX cold wallet monitor. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.